I'm sure if you've read any history, or even if you just like to see inspiring quotes on social media or online, you've probably come across Teddy Roosevelt's The Man in the Arena. And today I want to talk to you guys about becoming the man in the arena who competes and who strives not so much to win a medal or to become the victor of whatever you're competing in, but just as a means of growing and becoming better and better men and letting the challenge make us better and refine us.
What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Discipline of Manliness podcast. Great to be back with you for another week, and guys, appreciate the downloads from this last week. Thanks so much for listening in. Guys, I've been super impressed with the episode, The Power of Discipline and Focus. That one has apparently been on a little, I'd call it a viral streak for me anyways, for this show. That one is by far the most downloaded show that I have in the records or the history of this podcast. So guys, thanks for listening to that one and sharing that one so much and seeing so many other guys download it. I hope that one's been super helpful for you guys. It looks like it has been based on the numbers, but just want to say thanks for that. And for, again, all the listens for even the more current shows and recent shows that we've been doing. Guys, if this has been a helpful show, I really do hope you're sending this to a friend, to a buddy, a coworker, your dad, your brother, you know, best friend, whatever. Just send it to somebody. I hope this is being helpful for you guys in becoming the men that God has designed you to be. Guys, we shouldn't be complacent and content with just the status quo or hitting the averages of what society says is okay and acceptable. We should be looking to surpass those things. And that's why, guys, in this week's episode, I want to talk about becoming the man in the arena. As I said in the intro, if you guys have read history at all, or if you just like to see inspiring quotes online, or if they pop up into your social feeds, you guys have probably heard this and seen this one before. So it's not anything I'm claiming is like brand new, but I want to just share this because this is one I really like. I jotted this one down in a journal years ago when I first came across this, but just something I love from Theodore Roosevelt, and it is the man in the arena speech. And it simply says, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." It's a speech that he gave, I think it's April 23rd, 1910. I probably should save this episode for the next anniversary of his speech when that was released, and release this on April 23rd. But this is something that's been on my mind now because just recently, guys, if you follow me at all on Instagram, you'll know I'm way more active on my Mission Taxidermy page. But I just recently was competing in some things called the CrossFit Open. Just an open event. It's three Fridays in a row of some pretty intense workouts. And I went ahead and competed in those. I didn't actually pay to get ranked. So if you're going to try to look me up, I'm not going to be there. I didn't care so much about being ranked and paying that money. But what I did care about was beating myself and seeing myself improve in some movements that that I've struggled with over the last few years of doing the CrossFit style of workouts. I'm not actually in a CrossFit gym, but we do the style of workout like that. And just some gains I saw. It was really cool to see myself just grow and advance in some things that I've never done before. And I never would see that growth or that gains. I wouldn't see those improvements if I weren't competing, if I weren't striving after something and just showing up to perform alongside people who are way better at this than me. But man, I was excited just to see some improvements there, and I felt good about those, knowing that my work and the effort that I'm putting in there is paying off and that I am improving and gaining strength and just performing better than I used to. And there's another way I've been doing that has been in my business and my taxidermy work. I have traditionally competed in an annual taxidermy show here in Colorado. And this year I'm actually also going to a show in Utah. And so that one's coming up really soon as well. And there's nothing like submitting something like this artwork that we do for these events and letting them be judged. And these judges, I mean, they'll spare no feedback. They'll tell you exactly what you did right and what you did wrong. And you got to have a thick skin to know and to sit there and listen to your critiques and to take those things and to apply them. And they're difficult sometimes because we all want to feel like we did a really good job. But man, I've learned from past experience that I'm going in with pretty low expectations this time. I'm excited to hear the critiques. I'm excited to know what I could have done better because I've actually done a lot of things that I've never done before in this current piece that I'm going to take to this show. But guys, what I mostly want to just encourage you with is get in the arena. Don't sit on the sidelines. Don't be one of those people who's judging from the sides and being, you know, the armchair quarterback, you know, telling everybody how you know how the sport could have been played better or how the coach could have done better or how this person or that person could have done better in their event or their contest. Guys, get in the arena and start performing, start competing. I really would encourage you, no matter what your field is, if there's a way for there to be a competition or if there is some kind of competition you can attend and you can and join and grow from, do it. Because you will never see growth in your skills and abilities until you're tested like that from getting in the arena. So my encouragement, especially like in your profession, look for a way to compete. If it's a hobby, look for a way to compete. Look for whatever it might be. Like I said, if it's the CrossFit Open, do that. If it's a shooting competition, maybe you guys like to shoot guns, go find a 3-gun competition and step into it and join it. It doesn't matter if you've never done it, if you don't know how they work. I've been to some of those things too, and man, those people will walk you totally through every step and make sure you know what you're doing and can do it safely. But it is awesome, and you will learn a ton, and you will grow so much from that. And at the end of the event, at the end of the experience, it is absolutely not about taking home the gold. What it's about is the learning. And that's one thing that I've really come to love about these competitions that I've been in over these last few years is that I really don't care if I'm the best. That's honestly not my goal. Occasionally, you might find yourself in that place where you perform the best of anybody there, and that's awesome. But we learn a ton more from going in and the failures. Like Teddy Roosevelt says in this speech, let me find the exact place. Who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. That is huge. But it's all in that effort that we're putting forth, in the shortcomings and in those errors, that we learn, and we learn to do things better, and we shore up weaknesses, and we get rid of those flaws in our work. And we become better and better experts at our craft and at our trade or at our hobby. And I don't care what that hobby is, but there's a way to compete. There's a way to grow from that experience. And I can't encourage you guys enough to get in the arena. Find a way in whatever aspect it is in your life, in some aspect, any aspect, find a way to compete. Not to prove to everybody that you're better. Don't go in with this giant ego. That's not going to be something that's going to serve you well or serve the event well or anything. That's not what it's about. But go in looking to see how you perform, how you measure up, and mostly how you can continue to improve and beat yourself as opposed to just beating everybody else there. So that is something I definitely want to encourage you guys to be finding. And just also to continue on throughout his speech, he says, who spends himself in a worthy cause. You know, guys, find yourself that worthy cause that's worth getting in the arena for. You know, it won't matter much to you if that thing you're competing in doesn't mean anything. It's not going to improve you. It's not going to grow you if there aren't some stakes there and if there's no value to you in it. So find yourself that worthy cause that's worth competing for. You guys, maybe it's even just a race, like a 5K or a 10K or something that you can get into, but that you would find enjoyment in. If you find enjoyment in running, then rock on. Like, find yourself a race to participate in. I have an old friend from college, and he's continued on in his running career as an amateur, but he still has done it, and he's done things like the Boston Marathon, and he's really found enjoyment in running and that competition and just trying to better himself in that craft or in that skill set. And so find yourself something that is a worthy cause for you. I don't care what it is. It could be a spelling bee for all I care. Find yourself something though that is valuable to you, that will better you, that will educate you, and that will challenge you, where you can spend some of that energy and see how you measure up. And again, in the end, you'll either know the triumph of high achievement, or at worst, if you fail, you'll at least fail while daring greatly, so that you will never be among those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. That is the worst place to be. Yeah, it's safe. It's safe to sit on the sidelines and never have to have the embarrassment of getting smoked and just getting beat on the field in your sport or in your craft, your trade, or your competition. Yeah, it is safe, but it's not daring, and it's not showing any kind of bravery, and it's not going to grow you, and you'll never then have to really fess up with yourself to see where your weaknesses are and what you could have done better. And ultimately, you'll never really know for yourself if you really are as good as you think you are at that thing you want to compete in. And again, it's not really about winning. It's not about taking home the gold every time, but it is about the growth that comes from the striving. It's about the growth that comes from dedicating yourself to practice that thing every day and every week. And even when it seems pointless, even when it seems like you don't want to, and you feel, you know, you wake up that morning and you feel like it's the last thing in the world you want to do, but to dedicate yourself to continue to improve and to see the growth and the gains. And at the end, even if, you know, you compete with yourself year over year at an annual event, maybe you don't bring home the gold, but maybe you find yourself doing way better than the last time. You know, I think of other events like the Total Archery Challenge. That's a great event to go to. And maybe you're not bringing home, you know, the gold, or you're not placing and getting a medal, but maybe you realize you made that shot this year that you totally messed up the year before. And so that's a huge thing that you can feel really good about, is knowing, hey, I wasn't able to, you know, thread the needle, so to speak. I wasn't able to shoot my arrow through these branches or through that gap in these trees and hit my target last year. But yet, this year I made that shot. And so now I feel that much more confident when I go out on a hunt this year. Or again, I'll feel that much more confident at the next competition I go to, that I know I did that well. So now I need to do this next set of shots well, so that I can, you know, score even better and ultimately keep growing, keep gaining and getting advancements in my skill sets that I'm trying to improve in. So that's what I want to encourage you guys with, is just find yourself that competition where you can grow, you can see some gains, and use it to not boost your ego, but use it to just grow in your skills, develop yourself, and find where you can keep getting better and better, because there's a lot of confidence building that happens due to that. So that you, how do I put it? So that you are growing in your character and your diligence and your dedication, that you're continuing to improve though things are hard and though you get tired of the training, just having to stay dedicated for a long period of time will just grow you in your grit. And that's the stuff that I want to see you guys growing in. And I know that's the stuff that's been growing in me. So I want to see you guys advance in that. I hope this is an encouraging one for you. This is, again, a pretty simple episode. It's pretty short, but I don't feel like it needs a lot of belaboring this point. So that's my encouragement with you guys. I hope you guys will absolutely reach out to me and tell me what it is you're finding you can compete in. I'd love to know, what I want to compete in, and things that I really like and find value in are going to be maybe totally different than what you guys would do. But I'd love to hear what you guys have thought of that you could jump into for competition, and let me know what that is. I'd love to hear it, and I'd love to cheer you on from the sides and see how you guys do and see how you guys improve in your skills each and every week and each and every year as we continue to move through this life and this journey and our masculinity together. I hope you guys ultimately have a great week. Guys, if this has been a good episode for you, be sure to share it. Take that screenshot and send it to a friend. Post it up on social and let people know what you're listening to. And as I always ask, guys, if you would, please go into your podcast platform, leave me that rating and review. It's really helpful to keep the algorithms finding this show and help more and more people, more and more men find this, so that we can all work on becoming the men that God has designed us to be. So until next week, guys, hope you have a great week. Keep practicing the disciplines of manliness. Yeah.